Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. Hi, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, another week, a Monday into a Tuesday as we roll along here on Sports Byline USA. Marty Terrell along the way, our producer, back from Disney World, I think he said. Dominic Jimenez, he is back in the fold. Glad he is back. We get it going here. We are presented by Innovative Wellness Center in Iowa. Elevate your wellness at innovativewellness.center. And away we go. And listen, I could do all Iowa for this hour, and I get killed. The Skype messages, and I know it's just envy. It's envy. I mean, we got everything here, but I'll spend some time where I need to start. And you got to tee up NFL free agency. I'm not going to do a disservice to this show and go all Iowa, but I'll trust me. I got three segments and I'll spend plenty of time. It's an exciting time. This show starting tomorrow night will originate from the Big Apple, New York City, Big East tournament. I like Creighton. I do. I think UConn may take their foot off the gas pedal, but we'll do some bracket racket, some NCAA tournament coming up. The big one today, I think it's Saquon Barkley to the Eagles, three-year deal, a rival team. He leaves the Giants, and, I mean, that is a nightmare as he shows up in Philadelphia. That, to me, is the bigger one. I'll get killed, though. Kirk Cousins, I mean, $180 million. I guess they guaranteed at least half or $100 million in Atlanta. That's a good move. Boy, I think, you know, and nothing against Raheem Morris. I would love to see Belichick in Atlanta with a decent quarterback. I think the Falcons are going to be outstanding. I really do. But you know what? We'll save that for, you know, we'll see how the draft, you know, shakes out and stuff like that. But today, I mean, you got to look at a couple things. You got to look at Cousins. And obviously the Eagles get Barkley. Josh Jacobs to the Packers, and they released Aaron Jones. I would love to hear someone's opinion on that. That one, I don't know. I really don't. You know what's a sneaky good one, though? How about Gardner Minshew from the Colts free agency with the Raiders? Listen, I mean, he did a hell of a job with the Colts. And before that, what, the Eagles? Washington State, you know, kind of an eccentric guy. I think that's an interesting pick. We'll get to those. Patriots give up on Mac Jones, no surprise. Bracket racket and a whole lot more. Innovative Wellness, the Innovative Wellness Center, elevate your wellness. We come back and get it rolling here on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Rizin, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction,
I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline again, presented by Innovative Wellness. Okay, they got AWT, Acoustic Wave Treatment, that is powered by Storrs Medical, the most advanced non-invasive treatment for connective tissue disorders. Christy Steiger, Andy Steiger, that's Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa, essentially Des Moines. Innovative Wellness dot center, tell you about shockwave therapy as well. I go there. I'm a client, customer. Results staggering. We'll get into it. All right, let's get to it. NFL, we're going to do a lot on the NCAA tournament. Can't wait. You got conference tournaments. Listen, the gals now are finishing up, and then we just roll into Big Ten, Big 12, ACC, Big East, and we'll be in New York for that. And that, you know, a little, you know, listen, Big 12 Kansas City would have been fun. We got some people down there, Randy Byrne, the family, you know, we'll pick their brain. They'll keep an eye on it. You know, you won't find him sitting in the nosebleeds. I guarantee you that. So have a front row. I just wonder about the sense of urgency on Houston. Iowa State, you know, looked bad over the weekend. So we will get into that. But right now, you look at the NFL free agency and, you know, Baker Mayfield, I think, huge staying in Tampa. Listen, they had their opportunities against Detroit in that playoff game. They really and truly did. But listen, Detroit, you know, they kind of had the Midas touch, you know, the little gold dust sprinkled on that team. And listen, Dan Campbell cost them. I mean, go to my grave saying that, you know, and that annoys people. And I know we got affiliates up that way and some people, you know, they get wound up when you say that. But go back and look. We don't have to rehash it. I just look at Baker Mayfield and Tampa. I think that's just going to be a really good spot for him. It already is. He builds on it. I'm glad he stayed. I like that Tampa team. And there you go. The other one is a Christian Wilkins. Now, this kid from Springfield, Mass. I remember this kid in high school. He went to Suffield Academy. We got a fairly decent following there in Western Mass. And a shout out to all you folks out there. I know you're licking your wounds with the Celtics getting a little sloppy. And the Patriots are just a disaster. But, hey, listen, Christian Wilkins played at Clemson. That's a big one for Vegas. And I'll tell you that AFC West and teams know it. I mean, the Chargers, Gus Edwards, I mean, that's not a bad pickup. We'll see what they're all about. Draft is going to be important to them. Draft's important to everybody. I mean, let's be honest, because we know, look, that, you know, you get through that first round, half of the guys are going to be a bust. It's those later rounds where, you know, your mettle is truly put to the test. It's what you do 2 through 7, in my opinion, 2 through 6 at least. I mean, we could go on and on and on. We could talk about Terrell Davis, Tom Bradley, Joe Montana, on and on and on about those middle round guys. That's where you're really, your rubber hits the road, and that's where your player personnel, your your head coaches who have to, you know, keep an eye on the college scene in the offseason, look at a lot of tape. It's a collective decision. It's an organizational decision. You know, and part of the problem in New England was apparently it was organizational in name only because Belichick had right of last refusal and he sat out on Nantucket with his dog on his lap and made picks like, you know, Strong from, you know, the offensive guard from Chattanooga. You know, he made some quirky, weird picks. And ultimately, you know what? The Pats don't have to worry about that anymore. We're going to see Belichick move to TV. All right. Chris Jones re-ups Kansas City. And then you got Jerry Jeudy coming over from Denver and Cleveland. And then the Patriots and Mac Jones. Listen, that's a backup. I mean, it's a move they had to make. They really did. Patriots now have basically, though, flashed what they're going to do in the draft. And they're going quarterback, and I think it's a huge mistake. I tell you, I'll say this right now. Whoever takes Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be rewarded richly for at least a decade. The guy is the best player in this draft. Now you say, well, wait a second. How are you going to compare a defensive tackle or a line? I'm just saying, an offensive skill position player, fine, you want to compartmentalize it, take all the other special teams. I mean, the defense, the linebackers, the safeties, everybody else. This guy's the best talent football-wise as a skill position. And I'm not saying it doesn't take skill to play the interior line or elsewhere, but you know what I'm saying. Quarterback, tight end, wide out, skill. He's the best player in the draft. He is. I mean, you know, and yeah, okay, I'll go genetics. I'll say that. But I look at his career in Ohio State, and if I'm the Bears, listen, I take him number one. I have the guts. I keep Fields. Fields, you know, because all these other teams, the Commanders, guess what? Jaden Daniels, going to be a work in progress. Caleb Williams, I don't care how good you think he is, he's still going to have to adjust to the pro game. He's not going to get away with the stuff he did in the Pac-12 against Cal, winning a game 50-49, which looked like a 7-on-7 pickup game in the playground. All right? I'm telling you right now, if I'm the Bears, I grab Harrison Jr., I keep Fields, I take my chances. But you know what? Hey, that's my opinion. I'm sitting here on the radio and people saying, hey, great, that's your opinion. They think otherwise. They're going quarterback, it looks like it anyways, and Caleb Williams, because they're deathly afraid. Deathly afraid. Well, you know what? Pick the wide out, and then you don't have to realize. If my guy Harrison Jr. is a bust, hey, you know what? You took a wide out, didn't work out. Sorry, you could have taken a quarterback. But these GMs, these player personnel directors, front office, scared to death. And I always say it's your fan base that makes your pick because you speak with your season ticket power, your buying power, you speak with what you buy and how you support the team. And so, yeah, I think fan bases and fans don't realize it. Collectively, fans have a huge say because these general managers and the coaches are scared to death. I mean, Eberflus knows if this doesn't work next year, he's gone. And I mean, the Bears are in a mode now where they change coaches like socks and underwear. I mean, it's that bad. But there you go. So this is an important week. You know, it all started at noon East today. And if you're like us and you load this stuff into your phone, my phone was chirping like crazy. And I'm looking at some of these deals. And I tell you, Atlanta hits a home run as long as he's healthy. And that's a tough injury to come back from. You know, and Aaron Rodgers and Cousins are in lockstep coming back from this injury. Later on in the year was it for Cousins, but I would say they're both probably on par. But I think that is a smart move by Atlanta. And Raheem Morris is feeling very good about life right now. And the kid from Cincinnati, Ritter, was just, you know, he's not an NFL quarterback. He just isn't. And you could see that right away. I mean, you watch two or three. I watched Atlanta against Green Bay. This guy, you know, he's not an NFL quarterback. Just isn't. So they've cut it there. And, you know, I mean, who knows? I mean, and then the other thing, I'm going to defend Bryce Young because he's just in an awful situation. I mean, he's never going to win there the way it is. You got a dopey owner now with Tepper. So, I mean, Carolina for the foreseeable future is going to be a mess. Now, Tepper can play big-time checkbook free agency, and I think ultimately that's how he's going to right that sinking ship, is he's going to play some, you know, free agency and play some checkbook football just like anybody else. But he's got to have the coach, he's got to have the GM, and he needs to stay out of the way, which he won't do. You know, and the Patriots also today, Parker gone, the running back Gibson gone. I mean, they're cleaning house. They're trying to just, you know, they're trying to get under, you know, get the spending under control. But it's going to be, with Gerard Mayo, it's going to be a long time. It just is. It's going to be a long, long time. Packers making some noise. Boy, I can't get my head around Aaron Jones. Someone set me straight on that. What am I missing? You go Josh Jacobs, which, you know, listen, it's an elite player. But Jones, man, I mean, I'm just sitting here going, wow. I mean, he's like, I mean, go back and look. I mean, especially last year. Don't forget the Packers, you know, were a couple of smart plays away from knocking out San Francisco. Jones was in the middle of that. But you know what? They say the latest is the greatest. Maybe I'm influenced by that. That, to me, I'm not shaking my head over that, but I would love to see where he lands. And then, you know, I'll bring it full circle here. Saquon Barkley to Philadelphia. Giants are going to rue the day. But again, backs have been pretty much not minimalized, but marginalized in a pass-happy league. It's about the quarterbacks. It's about the receivers. We'll see what Philly does with Barkley. Interesting. All right, we come back. We got to get to the hoops. Iowa women, Iowa State men. I got to throw the Cyclone ladies, Audie Crooks. They torch Oklahoma, the one seed, down at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. So you got Hilton South, and now you got Municipal Auditorium South. Cyclones making some noise. We come back. And the fight, LSU and South Carolina. Straight ahead on Sports Overnight.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, welcome back, Sports Overnight America, as we talk the world of sports a Monday into a Tuesday. A lot of college basketball to rehash, NFL free agency. The NBA over the weekend was pretty good, too. Celtics did right their ship pretty much in Phoenix. But they listen, they're flawed, folks. And I don't know, they're talking to Blake Griffin. They need another body in there. And Porzingis, I worry about, I mean, that guy gets hurt, you know, taking out the trash. So we'll see. You know, if Porzingis goes down, you could forget it. And this team, you know who they miss, but you got to give up something to get something, and that's Marcus Smart. No question about it. All right, this portion of the show, again, Innovative Wellness Center in Iowa. Neuropathy, 100% shockwave therapy. I'm on session number 5 upcoming and an appreciable decline in the location, the intensity, the degree of discomfort with the numbness. And it comes with age. It comes with diabetes, of which I am not a diabetic. And sometimes you just have a back issue, poor posture, your spine, maybe a bulging disc. You know, it presses up against a nerve. And all of a sudden, you're feeling weird, especially at night when you're trying to sleep. Address it. It doesn't go away by sitting around. It doesn't go away for a $37 or $49 one-time fee at a chiropractor. It doesn't work, okay? It's that simple. I'm going to shoot straight. So get out and see Christy Steiger, innovativewellness.center. All right? Proud sponsor of our road shows as we roll into March Madness. I'll start with the fight because I want to get it out of the way between LSU and South Carolina. Listen, I'm not going to pick a side on this. But LSU's got a history, and that doesn't justify the 6'7 gal coming over to a 5'6, 5'7 guard that weighs 110 pounds and pushing her to the floor. All right, doesn't work. Suspensions look like they're coming. It includes tournament play. Let's see what they do. It'll be very interesting to see how the conference responds to LSU in South Carolina. So we'll see, or if it's an NCAA issue. Fines. Suspensions. Well, you know what? They get name, image, likeness. Maybe they will start fining these student athletes. Who knows? Anyways, you know, just a distasteful thing. And then the brother jumping over the scorer's table. Not a good move on his part. Here's what I will tell you. LSU just agitates. And I think it's part of Mulkey's little MO. She did it with Reese. And look, Caitlin Clark got into it too. She wasn't, her hands were dirty as well. I'm not going to sit here and tell you they weren't. But you know what? The women's game, because of the intensity now and the level of coverage and the popularity, these gals have to know the dynamics have changed. The scrutiny has changed. Social media, these kids are active. Apparently, there was some stuff going on and some barbs going back and forth that it carried over to the court. All right? No surprise. And it happens on the men's side as well. But the women's game right now, I swear to God, I never remember. Even in the Stanford heyday, Tennessee, yes, there was scrutiny, but not like it is today. It's crazy. And it's the social media. It's the talk. I mean, when Caitlin Clark broke the record, you had game day over there, it looked like it was crazy. 18,000 fans going cuckoo up in Minnesota at the Target Center. It's just there's just a lot of scrutiny. So everything's going to get blown up here a little bit. And I'm not saying that they, you know, that this fight yesterday, but it was the lead. And this is what, and it's not a knock on ESPN or anybody else or Fox and CBS and all the networks. They led with it. And I'm sure we were complicit too. You pay attention to this stuff. LSU, though, has more of a history than any team that I've seen with chippiness and trying to draw you into, you know, destabilizing you on the court. We saw it last year in the national title game against Iowa. And like I said, Clark, you know, she bit She took the bait, and you saw what happened. LSU, Iowa looked like a mess, and they got absolutely blown out. So anyways, suspensions will be, I would say, coming. You know, the whole thing to me was just, stupid. But the, the 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", gal, whatever she is, tossing that guy out of the ground, come on, really? All right, and, I liked what Staley had to say. I did not hear Mulkey's quotes, but bottom line is, these teams meet again at any point. Look out. We'll keep an eye on that, all right? Let me go to Iowa women. Unbelievable comeback. Here's what I'll say. As good as they are, they're getting a one seed. They're going to open in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye. Be a week from Friday. It'll be a prime timer, even though they're playing, a 16 seed. Look it. They're gonna get out of Iowa City and get to Albany, New York, or Portland, Oregon for the 16, the Sweet 16, and the Elite Eight, if they obviously win the 16 game. I'm concerned, and I'm going to tell you why. Got reasons why. Not just going to say that to, stir it up. They're not playing a lick of defense. They're playing with fire. I'm going to say this. They were gassed. They have played on such an emotional high with all the Clark stuff and all the media attention. The team is gassed. They're even dinged up a little bit in terms of health. But I'm telling you right now, this team does not play defense. They live and die with their offensive prowess. And when they don't shoot like they didn't yesterday, Clark 0-for-9 from three, she could not throw it. There's, you know what? Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes. If there was 20,000, she would have missed throwing the ball in the water yesterday in Minnesota. I mean, she couldn't shoot. And this is her second bad game in a row. Now, I'll eat some crow. She responds with 30 in the second half. She hit a very important, actually two, step back threes. And when they were down eight and she went to the floor and got fouled, they didn't call it. We saw the attitude come out here a little bit, which, I'll say it. She's going to play with a little bit of moxie and has a fire in her belly. I'll give her that. But she's got to watch it because she does come across sometimes entitled. But here's what I'm going to tell you. If they don't play defense, they're not going to get bailed out like they bailed themselves out yesterday. They didn't. They had a couple calls that went against them. They also had some favorable calls. Martin hits a huge three. Affelter, very good in the low block with a picket fence, 11 points and 11 rebounds. Outstanding. And then Clark, 30 points in the second half. But you know what? They're playing with fire. They have to put – they got a lot of cohesion on the offense. They need some adhesion on the defense. I'm going to mark them right now, folks, as endangered. Among the top seeds in the elite teams, and again, this NCAA Women's Tournament has a really good chance of being the Gamecock Invitational. Now, they, obviously had a little bit of a rankling against LSU. We'll see, how the fallout from that transpires. But listen, they're going to be the top seed. They're going to roll. They can make their reservations from Cleveland right now. South Carolina, the national championship on the women's side is going through Columbia, South Carolina. You're going to have to beat them. So they can make their reservations in my world for Cleveland, Ohio. All right, next on the list, Juju Watkins is great. I was shocked. I watched that game, the end of it anyways, and I was shocked. But you know what? Stanford will be back. They'll be back. They're going to be heard from. And then when I hear people say USC is going to be a one seed, I don't know about that. But you know what? Some of the other gals on that Southern Cal team are starting to step up, and they're very, very good to watch. And you know what? They, unlike Iowa, they play both ends of the court. That Trojan team is dangerous. And Watkins is a great player. And you know what? She sometimes contributes. And like Clark, Caitlin puts up, she had, 15 assists the other night? The team had a record 30 assists. Crazy. So, and that was against who they play in the second round. Was it Maryland? I can't remember now. So many games going on. But the fact of the matter is, Southern Cal is a nice story. And I think you got to circle them as we look towards Selection Sunday. We'll get the men's draw at 5 Eastern. We'll get the 6 Eastern. We'll get the women's draw at 7 Eastern. And away we go. It might be 5 o'clock, too. That'll be after the Big Ten title game. All right. I'll go back to the Big 12. Oklahoma, Jenny Baranczyk played, ironically, under Iowa coach Lisa Bluter at Drake. She did a nice job at Drake. She found her way to Oklahoma, a very nice team, but they got absolutely ambushed at Kansas City's Municipal Auditorium. And freshman Audie Crooks, 25 points, a great second half with 14. If you haven't seen her, I think the size, I could look it up. She's 6'2 or 6'3. She's a big gal. She is got great footwork. She has got great hands. This gal is a phenomenal talent. And here's the sad part of this. She is so overshadowed by Caitlin Clark, nobody's paying attention. But I'm telling you, go to YouTube and watch Audie Crooks. She is a wonderful player. And what a backstory. Small town, northern, north central Iowa, Bishop Garrigan High School, Algona. Her father's life and demise is gut-wrenching. How this young gal was raised and what she has overcome will tug at your heartstrings. And what a jovial, well-centered kid, great teammate, great in the locker room. Coach Fennelly will tell you she is remarkable in that locker room as a freshman. And, oh, by the way, first team Big 12. All right, lots to get to. I got to give a shout-out to Drake University. Darian DeVries, the head coach, third time he's going to the NCAA tournament in 4 years, knocked out Indiana State. We got a lot to get to here on Sports Byline, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your wellness at innovativewellness.center. I'm Marty Terrell. NFL free agency, we'll dip around the NBA. We got a lot to get to still as we roll into a Monday night into a Tuesday morning here on Sports Byline. Coming right back.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck.
Dave Single, order in the app. Dave Single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger or March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
All right, rolling along here on a Monday into a Tuesday, Sports Overnight America, presented by Innovative Wellness in Iowa, the red hot state of Iowa with all this success. But as quickly as you go up, you can go down equally as quickly. It's going to be interesting to see. Selection show Sunday, we'll get into it all presented by here on our weekend show, Innovative Wellness. Dot center. We look forward to it. Hey, awkward moment out at the Mountain West Women's Tournament. I don't think I've ever seen anything this bizarre. I mean, women's basketball cuckoo right now. I mean, we had the fight between LSU and South Carolina. Now we get Kayla Ard, the head coach at Utah State, the Aggies, no more. They lose, and she's like 25 seconds into her press conference, and she gets word she's been fired. Come on now. Really, Utah State? You can't wait? I mean, I know USC fired Lane Kiffin on the tarmac, but really, she's at a post-game press conference. You're in the tournament. They get knocked out, and she's nice enough to show up for the post-game press conference. Not a good job. Not a good look for Utah State. What do they care? You know what her record was, though? She came over in 2020, the COVID year, from Denver, where she was an assistant. And she went 24-90. She had a 211 winning percentage with the Lady Aggs at Utah State. And, you know, it doesn't help when the men's program is nationally ranked. And they are. And Utah State's dangerous. And you wait till Selection Sunday. Got a boatload of teams circled this year. All right. Darian DeVries, Drake University. Now, listen, mid-major Missouri Valley Conference. This program has been the dregs of college basketball at times. A very, very solid academic school. It's in a borderline rough neighborhood in the capital city of Des Moines. This guy is from Applington, Parkersburg, I want to say. His son, Tucker DeVries, star player. Second time he's won the Larry Bird Award as the Player of the Year in the Missouri Valley Conference. What Darian DeVries is doing right now mirrors what Keno Davis did there in 2008 and parlayed that into the Providence Friars job. And I think he was at Providence for 8 years. A lot of hot coaches right now. You know, just like the NFL, just like any other sport, we're going to see the musical chairs at the Final Four. Again, I've got them circled. Drake University, the Bulldogs are dangerous. Big kid Brody on the inside, and they just, DeVries is outstanding. And Papa is going to be in play at the Final Four this year in Glendale. And I'm telling you where he is a perfect fit. And I hate to say this, but the University of Iowa should fire Fran McCaffrey. He's not delivering the goods. He's paid way too much money. His recruiting has been average at best. Average. And I would say even below average. And it's time. It's just time. You've got an unsettled athletic directorship there. Gary Bart is gone. They have an interim. And I guess she's been made the permanent AD there. But I will say this, the time has come. It really and truly has. And this is your guy right here. This is your guy. He's homespun. He can coach. He can recruit. He can get recruits, rather. He did a hell of a job. He worked under Greg McDermott over at Creighton. He is a great basketball coach, and he works his rear end off. The guy just he's a winner. And what he has done with that program. Look, that's an academic conundrum. I mean, it's tough to get kids into Drake. Now, they play the game with everybody else now. And finally, they got an AD over there that understands it. Because when they had Sandy Hatfield Club over there, who thank God departed. I mean, she was over the tips of her skis. And they kept renewing her and renewing her. It was horrific. And right now they got a great AD, they got a great coach. The problem is you can't hang on to a coach there, and they know that, because the coach does what Darian DeVries is doing right now. He's in play. But I'll tell you right now, Iowa probably won't do it, and he's going to end up somewhere. I got to think now, Ohio State's interim coach has done a heck of a job. He really has. Since Holtman got the axe, he's done nothing but do an extremely good job. And ironically, Iowa, I think, is going to see Ohio State at the Target Center in Minnesota. But I do. I think Fran McCaffrey's singing for his supper, but there's going to be a lot of jobs open. You know, they're firing coaches now. You get knocked out of your conference tournament, boom. If you had a bad 2 or 3, 4 years, you're getting the boot. And Darian DeVries is going to be in play. You wait and see. Now, just in terms of the tournament, they're dangerous. Last year, they went out to Buffalo, lost to Miami. They had Miami beat, and Miami ended up in the Final Four. But Drake just had a stretch down the stretch of time where they could not hold on to the basketball. Like 5 turnovers in 6 possessions, and Miami was dunking and alley-ooping and hitting kickback, step-back threes. It was a disastrous 4 or 5 minutes, if I recall, in Buffalo. And boom, shuffle load of Buffalo back to Iowa. Drake will be – I think they learned from that, and I'll keep an eye on them. Like I just said, Utah State, very, very dangerous team. You don't want to get them. They can run up and down the court, hit threes. They defend. That's a very, very sneaky good team. Steve Alford, Nevada, the Wolfpack, they're starting to hit their stride. Keep an eye on them. Got them circled. I got some other teams circled twice in red pen, and that is the teams that are absolutely going the wrong way at this time. And the absolute poster child for the bottom falling out of their season, you don't have to look any further from my Midwestern outpost to Lawrence, Kansas. The Jayhawks are toast. McCullough, done. Dickinson, MRI, less than stellar. They're going to be one and done in Kansas City. And Billy Self, they got knocked out last year. Second round, they got picked off by Arkansas. And, you know, they're a mess right now. This doesn't even look like a Kansas team. They're just a mess. They got beat by 30. Houston beat them by 30. Now, seriously, this is a team they beat at Allen Fieldhouse a month or two ago. But Kansas, you can write this down. They are going to be primed for an upset. And they're probably going to be a 4 seed. They're going to be a 5. So they're going to play a 13. They might get 1, but that's it. And they're going to get shipped now. I mean, they were licking their chops. They were feeling great. They said, you know what? We're going to get another little trip. We can bus it up from Kansas City to Omaha, and that's where we're going to play. Well, no, you might as well forget it. You might want to say Brooklyn, New York, Salt Lake City. How does Pittsburgh sound? Kansas is getting shipped, and they're a mess. And I hate to say it. I'm not a Kansas hater, but listen. They get so much TLC, tender loving care. You know, they put them in, they never have to travel. You know, you got that Adidas scandal that got swept under the carpet. You know, that was going to be, like UNLV and the guys in the hot tub. I mean, that was so dirty and so scuzzy and ugly. And Kansas just, you know, a little sprinkle of air freshener over here and we'll clean up this mess. No big deal. So, you know, listen, that's where they are right now. So they're not going to be in this. They're not going to be in this tournament. Now, what do you look for on Selection Sunday? Is it a 2-team tournament? I mean, Arizona, I've been high on Arizona. They looked horrible against Southern Cal. They really did. They just they look lifeless. Tommy Lloyd, I've been pumping them for weeks. Kind of my sneaky darling team. I don't know right now. I'm not going to go crazy off one game. You know, maybe they get a little rest. But Pac-12 tournament, I think they're going to come back and win a couple and put them in that where I think they'll get a 2 seed. The one – and here's the other one that bothers me a little bit. And, again, it's a blue blood, is North Carolina. I mean, my God. I mean, they beat Duke, but, I mean, are we really – I mean, Duke is a top 10 team. But, I mean, I don't think we're looking at a Duke team. And listen, Shire's done a great job. I mean, those are huge shoes to fill. We've always said that. You know, that is one of the toughest things to do, and he's done a great job. I don't think Duke is going to be a team we're going to see in Glendale. I don't. You know, Sweet 16, I think, would be right about right, but we shall see. But Carolina and Hubert Davis, I mean, I guess I got to soften up here a little. They're only 2 years removed from having Kansas on the ropes, 40-25 at the half, and then just going, or I think in that neighborhood, 15-point lead at half, and then they don't even show up in the second half and get beat. Not only beat, they got beat pretty resoundingly, and Kansas cut down the nets a couple years ago. So I can't go too crazy on Kansas. They do have some lineage that takes them to the national title a couple years ago. But, yeah, that's an interesting situation with North Carolina. You know, Purdue, you know, I mean, I follow the Big Ten probably as close, if not more, than any other conference. I mean, Edney is retire his number. He's a 7'2", got nice soft hands. Relatively speaking, decent footwork. He's a cog in the middle, and the guard play is very, very good. And Painter can coach with the best of them. But they're only a year removed as a one seed getting beat by a 16. I mean, when you think about that, it's stunning, and it can happen. Fairleigh Dickinson. And then we saw, you know, a year removed from a national championship with Virginia, Tony Bennett and his Cavaliers get picked off by a 16 in the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. I don't think we're going to see that this year. I really don't. I don't know. There's some Cinderella teams out there, but I don't think we're going to see that. What I really feel right now is it's two teams. And I've been down on Houston. Not even down on Houston. I guess I didn't watch enough. And when I did see Houston, you know, if Cryer and Shed don't get it going and they start clanking threes, Houston is beatable. We've seen it. And so that's why it scares me a little bit. The one team that doesn't really lay many eggs is the University of Connecticut. Now, the one that they did lay back on February 17th, I believe that was the date, the horrible performance on the road against Creighton. And that's why as we head to the Big East tournament tomorrow through Sunday, through Saturday night, the one thing that I look for, I think Creighton is going to be the team. Not only do I have circled, I think they have an excellent chance to win the Big East. And they are clearly a team with a big guy, guard play, well coached. That's a Final Four team. And 2 years ago, they were trending that way and got beat in the round of eight. I think it was Kansas that beat them en route to a national championship. But Greg McDermott, they've extended him. He's an excellent coach. He's got no excuses. They can't play in Omaha because that's their home court, so they're going to ship him out. So where do they end up? Where do you put Creighton? Put them on the East Coast? Do you put? I think they got to reward them, especially if they win the Big East. You got to put them in Indianapolis. You got to put them right there. Now I know you know they play Butler and you know Xavier's over in Cincinnati, so they're familiar. That's familiar turf. But hey, listen, if Creighton wins the Big East, you got to reward them. You can't ship them to Salt Lake. You ain't got to put them in Spokane, Washington, right? You got to reward them. All right, we have covered a lot of ground. The NFL free agency, the college hoops. We took a little sneak peek at the NBA. We come back. There is a lot of action tonight. What we're streaming, what we're screaming about in the world of sports. We will get that going. Presented by Innovative Wellness. And again, AWT, that is acoustic wave treatment, the most advanced non-invasive treatment for connective tissue disorders. Christy Steiger. Innovative Wellness, Dot Center, Clive, Iowa. And if you're in the Midwest, it's worth the drive. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness, Dot Center on Sports Overnight. Coming back.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
All right, let's see what we're streaming and screaming about. March Madness is underway, well underway, as the women tournaments are coming to a close. Men tonight, you know, Santa Clara, St. Mary's, that West Coast Conference semi ought to be good. That'll be 9 East, and then we'll go 11:30 East. I think I have these times right. San Francisco and Gonzaga. Look forward to that. Where are those games being played? Let me look real quick. And we're in Las Vegas at the Orleans Arena. That's right. So you have interesting. Whoops. I'm getting people dialing me while I'm on the air. We'll just let them go. All right. So anyways, Big West, check that out tonight. Women, Big 12 semi. Iowa State is in. They blasted number one seed Oklahoma. Jenny Baranczyk, former Drake University player and coach. Or no, she played at Iowa, coached at Drake, and then Oklahoma. She's done a great job with the Sooners. Adios. They get knocked out. Kansas, Texas, looks like sixth-ranked Texas is going to get the job done. Longhorns and Iowa State tomorrow at the Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Stay with us throughout the week. NFL free agency, the new season kicks in 4 p.m. Wednesday Eastern time. But listen, a lot of done deals. A lot of done deals. Keep an eye on it. Barkley, Saquon Barkley from the Giants. He signs with Philly. That's probably the headline. Baker Mayfield re-ups. Kirk Cousins ends up in Atlanta for $180 million. 100 of it, I believe, guaranteed. So away we go. All right. Great job out of Dominic Jimenez. And we're back at it, obviously, tomorrow, live from New York. Big East men's tournament. Creighton, UConn on a collision course. Villanova trying to play for their NCAA tournament lives. What about Rick Pitino and St. John's? Going to be an interesting week in the Big Apple. We look forward to it. We'll do some other stuff about New York with the Yankees, Mets, Knicks, Rangers. We'll give you some East Coast splendor over the week here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. For Dominic Jimenez, I'm Marty Terrell and the whole crew. Enjoy your Monday, and we got you covered into Tuesday morning here. It's Sports Overnight America, presented by Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Adios on Sports Byline.